Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Newly elected Prime Minister of Solomon Islands, Jeremiah Manele, him he been highlighting tax reforms with him economic recovery or some two fella major priorities for government blehem. Mr. Manele, him he been elected by fellow parliamentarians lo Thursday, lo polling, him he winning 31 votes over 18, lo rival candidate and former opposition leader Matthew Wale, with him one fella MP, him he been absent from House. Lo first national address blehem, him he say him he by announcing cabinet lineup blehem lo coming days, and him he been hint lo some fella proposed laws where him he like putting him come lo parliament. One fellow commentator, him say public lo tonga out by like for save why not two fellow key cabinet posts okata no been filled yet. Drama him been start come lo early February time King to Paul the Sixth. Him he been tell him that him he no happy with him now cabinet appointments pro defence with him foreign affairs portfolios. Palace him he been like him at role self when he feel but people were at King na him he choose him. Prime Minister Hokawa Meliku Siausi Soveleni, he been Defence Minister, and Fekita Otoi Kamonu, he been Foreign Minister, had been relinquishing his roles here last March. But posts, he remain unfilled by the palace, because this time, RNZ Pacific correspondent Lotonga, Kalafi Mwala, he say people are raising questions, particularly after Prime Minister with him King had been meet, but Hokawa Meliku, he had to reveal him what na oketa been story. One for like Pacific historian, hemi say Pacifica voices, hemi must part lo debate lo whether or not New Zealand by hemi join him AUKUS, this for like Indo-Pacific Security Pact. New Zealand hemi consider him joining Pillar 2 blo this for like agreement, one for like non-nuclear option. Critics ot say ot by say look him this one, or say out there raw hemi rubber stamp him Australia, where hemi acquire him nuclear-powered submarines. AUT Law School lecturer Marco De Jong, hemi say Pacific perspectives hemi must prioritised inside law AUKUS discussions. Slump law Japanese tourism market hemi seen no some key reason for one for two for main hotels law Northern Mariana Island law Saipan hemi shut them okata doors blehem. Hyatt Regency where hemi been operate law island for 43 years hemi by close next month amid law occupancy rates law just 30%. Hemi understood about 130 staff now about Lucy Mwaka. Governor Arnold Palacios, hemi been call him closure disappointing and saddening. RNZ Pacific correspondent Law Saipan, Mark Rabago, hemi say owners, okata Japanese, and hotel, hemi get him himself for saving now Japanese market. Hemi say tourism hemi been drop off and for taking more tourists come back, hemi prove very difficult, not least because low soaring dollar relative low yen. Guam this time, hemi direct him link Golo Japan behind lo launch blow one for a new flight. United Airlines spokesperson, hemi say first Guam to Haneda flight, hemi depart overnight, and me expected for providing much needed boost lo Japanese visitor arrivals lo Guam. Haneda Airport lo Tokyo metropolitan area, hemi garam population blow in him 37 million people. Pacific Daily News, hemi report him airline, hemi plan for operating 7 flights a week between Tokyo Haneda with him Guam, using now Boeing 737. Aircraft. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Blo Fiji hemi admitting that human trafficking unit blo country hemi been neglected. Government hemi set him aside 10,000 Fijian dollars a year for past 3 years. One for that figure where survivor advocates would say hemi drop in the bucket. Biman Prasad hemi blame him low funding allocation hemi inherited by previous government. Hemi been promising one for that cash injection. Mr. Prasad, hemi say hemi hard for tell him how much by hemi set aside until July budget release. Meanwhile, od garam shortage law beds, law Fiji hospitals for cater for growing number of patients. Health Minister Dr. Antonio Lalambalavu hemi tell him Fiji Times hemi one for a chronic issue where hemi impact him country for stucker years because od no gar enough space for hospital extensions. Hemi say od bin garam decentralized medical services, law health centers for try for improving facilities outside Lokata hospitals. The Sports Polynesian Football Hall of Fame, hemi partner with him now Pacific Rugby Hall of Fame for finding young talent for American football. Former NFL star Manase Jesse Sampolu, hemi said that hemi hope for finding next Lafonga Jordan Mayata with him one former NRL player. Mayalata, me been recruited to Australia, where me been play for South Sydney under 20s team, Lord 2018. Vanuatu Paralympic Committee, me been confirming two fall athletes by representing Oketa, Lord 2024 Paralympic Games, Lord Paris. Vanuatu Daily Post, me say Eli Enoch and Ken Kahu, at Bagol of France. Paralympic Games, me held 2 weeks after Olympic Games, and by me run from August 28, Kasim September, number 8. Team Hemi plan for departing Villa lo number 21 lo August. Australia Hemi been commit for supporting over 50 Fiji athletes for upcoming Paris Olympics. Country Minister of International Development, Pacific and Defence Industry, Pat Conroy, Hemi announced this one lo Nandi earlier lo this week. Hemi say support ya Hemi part lo Vuvale partnership. Fijian athletes sought by qualify for games lo 7s rugby, sailing, taekwondo with team archery. I'm now News and Sports Le Pigeon from RNZ Pacific. And I'm now some of Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time the Emmy join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines. Vanuatu hosts a workshop on National Data Governance Framework. New era in livestock maritime transportation. Vanuatu and PNG forge healthcare collaboration. And Berifalo family challenges closure, rejects compensation claims. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, Kalsakau resigns. Shadrach steps in. MP Ishmael Kalsakau, the member of Port Vila constituency, has made headlines with his official resignation as the leader of opposition alongside his deputies. Kalsakau's decision, announced on Monday, April 29, marks a significant shift in Vanuatu's political landscape. Stepping into Kalsakau's shoes as the new leader of opposition is Gracia Shadrach, a parliament member representing Malekula constituency. Shadrach's appointment, ratified on May 1st, underlines a fresh chapter in the opposition's leadership. Joining him as one of the new deputy leaders is Silas Bule, a respected member of parliament hailing from Pentecost and currently serving as the vice president of the National United Party, NUP. Bule's elevation to the position of deputy leader follows a strategic move by the National United Party to align itself with the opposition in the wake of Kalsakau's resignation. Despite these political manoeuvres, the opposition remains resolute, backed by the support of 15 parliament members. As Vanuatu navigates through this period of transition, all eyes are on the new leadership of the opposition and the dynamics it will bring to the parliamentary proceedings. The first ordinary sitting of parliament for 2024 is slated for the 10th of May. In ICT, in a bid to bolster Vanuatu's digital transformation efforts, a capacity development and consultation workshop focusing on a national data governance framework is currently underway at Ramata Resort. Cheryl Allah, Director General of the Prime Minister's Office, inaugurated the event on behalf of Prime Minister Shalu Salwai, commending participants for their dedication amidst a bustling week for the ICT sector in the country. Expressing gratitude on behalf of the Prime Minister and the people of Vanuatu, DG Allah lauded the collaborative efforts between UNDESA and OGCIO in orchestrating the workshop. She emphasized the government's recognition of the pivotal role of data and digital technologies in fostering sustainable development.
This workshop is important because it's capacity building. It's building the capacities of officials as well as having the networks in place to continue to dialogue in the digital, I would say, to speak the language of ICT and also to understand why is it important and how we build connectivity and also the outreach that the officials have to ensure that stories in the communities are also captured at national level and there is assistance from national government and development partners provided to the communities. Digital transformation is the way forward and it's one of our pillars in the NSDP as well as the SDGs, so that there is nothing that is a barrier, but it's really to break or to even enhance the way we use ICT for the benefit of public services in Vanuatu.
The workshop is organized by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, UNDESA, Division for Public Institutions and Digital Government, in partnership with the Office of the Government Chief Information Officer, or GCIO. Strengthening public sector capacity and building appropriate digital infrastructure are essential investments to make digital transformation work for everyone, according to DG Ala. The workshop spearheaded by Mr. Zhu Wang Shu, Director of the Division for Public Institutions and Digital Government under UNDESA, aims to enhance institutional and individual capacities in crafting digital data policies and strategies to propel Vanuatu's national digital agenda forward. It also serves as a platform for consultation to refine and advance a robust data management and governance framework tailored to Vanuatu's needs, says Vanuatu has moved from ranking since 2013, according to a survey which he congratulates Vanuatu for the achievement.
Data from the UN e-government survey demonstrates that significant improvements have been made by Vanuatu in its e-government development. Vanuatu has moved up 7 places in the survey's global ranking from 2020 to 2022. Vanuatu is now ranked at 135th place out of 193 countries in the survey's e-government development index, also known as EGEI. This shift has moved Vanuatu to the highest quartile of mid-level ranking countries in the survey, reflective of market advances in internet connectivity and in enabling the provision of e-government services. All of this progress has been made despite the challenges of Vanuatu being a small island developing state.
Vanuatu stands among 12 participating countries in the workshop, predominantly comprising Asia-Pacific and African nations, with Vanuatu and Samoa representing the smaller island states in attendance. Wai Min Wok, Senior Governance and Public Administration Officer for UNDESA, outlined the workshop's objectives, highlighting the envisaged outcomes, including a set of recommendations delineating challenges and short- and long-term action plans aligned with governments' development objectives.
Our work actually centers on the role of digital government for sustainable development, where we do different advocacy and also capacity development work, including through the UN Department, through the UN e-government survey, that we assess countries in e-government development. Over the past 20 years, we have seen the increasing important role of digital government, and also data being the center of the work of digital government. So in our work, our research and advocacy, we have clearly seen the important and the central role of data and data governance. And we understand in many countries, including in Vanuatu, there are actually many efforts to look at the better sharing of data.
Mr. Wok underlines the significance of a baseline study to inform government decision-making, emphasizing the workshop's role in integrating these outcomes into Vanuatu's overarching data governance framework.
We hope to produce 2 outcomes, one of which is a set of recommendations coming from this workshop that will outline the challenges and also an action plan that will look at the set of policy action, institutional action for in the short term, say it's 6 months, and also the longer term that will also serve the development goals of Vanuatu. At the same time, there's also a baseline study that look at the institutional arrangement, the current policies, and also the leadership and the data processes. So we also, through that baseline study, we will identify the opportunities and also the threats to see how to actually better inform the government. And we hope that these 2 outcome documents will be important documents to guide OGCIO, the Chief Government Information Officer, working alongside with all agencies and ministry departments in mapping an integrated data governance framework for Vanuatu.
The 2-day workshop will end tomorrow, Friday the 3rd of May. In livestock, the livestock industry has grappled with shipping challenges for years, lacking a unified strategy for safe and efficient logistics implementation. Recent initiatives, however, signal a turning point. Cattle restocking programs spanning islands like Tana, Eremango and Epi since 2020 have been marred by shipping despairs, as documented by Vanuatu Daily Post in various articles highlighting cattle deaths and transportation regulations. In response, South Sea Cargo, SSC Limited and 3H Cattle have stepped up, introducing maritime solutions to ensure the welfare of livestock during transit. Last week marked a milestone as the first container ship of livestock set sail, a collaborative effort involving the Department of Livestock, SSC, Plantation Réunie de Vanuatu PRV and 3H Cattle. National Operations Manager of SSC Wotlaw Lan Lobu confirms a seamless loading process supervised by the department at Norsup Malekula into the 3H cattle container. The journey from loading to delivery so calm and contented cattle thanks to improved logistics. Mrs. Rolin Carlo of the Department of Livestock praised the initiative, noting the minimal stress on the cattle during the journey. Anthony Tona, SSC's manager, expressed enthusiasm for the collaboration, while David Rousse of PRV emphasized the importance of continuous improvement in livestock transportation. In health, in a bid to strengthen healthcare capabilities, Minister of Health John Steele Tari Kwetu and Acting Director General of Health Dr. Pusikai Samuel Tapo embarked on a journey to Papua New Guinea, engaging in discussions aimed at fostering collaborative opportunities in healthcare workforce development. The meeting with PNG's Minister of Health Lina Tom and Health Secretary Dr. Osborne Liko in Port Moresby delved into key areas of collaboration, including enabling the seamless movement of doctors and nurses between the two countries, joint research endeavors in clinical and public health domains, and facilitating referrals for complex medical cases. Mr. Kwetu highlighted the vital role played by institutions like the School of Medicine and Health Sciences at the University of Papua New Guinea in providing specialized medical services, significant portion of which contributes to Vanuatu's healthcare workforce. Vanuatu's primary focus lies in bolstering the workforce at the primary healthcare level, encompassing various healthcare professionals equipped to deliver primary health services, as emphasized by the Ministry of Health. During their visit, Minister Kwetu and Acting DG engaged with Professor Tifarani, Dean of PNG's School of Medicine and Sciences at the University of PNG, with the aim of establishing a memorandum of understanding to support rural medicine programs and specialized medical training initiatives. Additionally, an MOU was signed with the Pacific Adventist University, PAU, to provide opportunities for Vanuatu students to pursue nursing postgraduate programs, aiming to further healthcare capacity building in the region by sending 10 students annually to PAU for nursing studies. And in a twist to the ongoing saga surrounding the Santo Hydropower Project, the Perefalo family, whose land hosts the project, has raised objections against its closure, labeling it as an unjust act perpetrated by certain parties. On April 26, 2024, the 10 landowners of the water sources feeding into the Sarakata River, which drives the hydropower project, took the drastic step of closing the canal. The action stemmed from discussions with the government regarding compensation, which they claim has not materialized. However, the Perefalo family, represented by Obed Pere, came forward this week to voice their dissent, asserting that they do not seek compensation from the government as the hydropower project has not caused any harm to the environment. In their statement, the Perefalo family emphasized their rightful ownership of the land where the hydropower project is situated, backed by a green certificate. Estate. They condemned the actions of the group claiming ownership of the water sources, labeling it as trespassing on the land, pending court validation. They further clarified that the water sources claimed by the group as they own are located miles away from the hydropower project site. They accused the group of targeting the project for closure and demanding compensation dishonestly. Currently, the Perefalo family is in Port Vila to engage in discussions with the minister responsible for the hydropower project, seeking resolution without compensation. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News, but you can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107 and Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Yeah, very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.